bio and history education in mind. And now activators in the U.S. are able to call CQ at local bunkers, too, as we hear from Ralph Squillaci, KK6-ITB, in this week's final story.
The chase is on. U.S. BOTA, that's Bunkers on the Air, is now a part of Worldwide BOTA. The popular awards scheme that began in the U.K. is now active in 23 countries. The U.S. recently became one of those active nations. Rem O'Donnelly, K6BBQ, the U.S. National Coordinator, told Newsline that his POTA activations inspired him to establish a U.S. presence on the BOTA map. He said that many bunkers are inside parks in his part of California, so activating those bunkers seemed to be the next logical move. Worldwide BOTA's Jason Dale, 2E0JIV, told Newsline that, as with other nations, U.S. BOTA is closely modeled after the one in the U.K. With some bunker sites still considered sensitive areas, BOTA established an activation zone giving plenty of room for permitted activations without having to infringe on the bunker itself. In the U.K. and the U.S. and several other countries, that's 1,000 meters from the center of the bunker itself. The worldwide platform hosts each country's available awards and bunker databases, as well as lists of new countries and newly added bunkers. Specific rules and local maps are available on each country's individual site. Best of all, said Jason, some portable loggers, such as Ham2K, have also gotten into the act and have already added BOTA into their software. To visit both the new U.S. BOTA website and the site for Worldwide BOTA, see the links in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6-ITB.
With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, AM Radio Software Award, Britannica, David Behar, K7DB, 425DX Bulletin, Jason Dale, 2E0JIV, NASA.gov, NBC News, Ofcom, QRZ.com, forums.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.